Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I recently hosted the Cabinet Secretary's Luncheon, which dates back to 1981, the first year of the Ronald Reagan presidency. That first Christmas luncheon was hosted by Marshall Coyne at the beautiful Hotel Madison. All of President Reagan's cabinet was invited. We had six or eight attendees, Vice President Bush included. After 4 years of limiting the invites to the Reagan team, we decided to invite cabinet members that worked for other presidents, Nixon, Ford, Carter. We had secretaries of agriculture, including Earl Butts, and he worked for President Nixon. Bob Berglund, he worked for President Carter. Then we decided to invite spouses also. In the first year, that worked just fine with the spouses seated at their own separate table. But the next year, Elizabeth Dole came as a secretary. And that meant that her husband, Senator Bob Dole, would be seated with the spouses. Well, that arrangement would not work. And, of course, today the tables are all mixed. Marshall Coyne, owner of the Madison Hotel, has since passed on, and the hosting responsibility was handed to me. For 20 years now, it has been my pleasure to pull together cabinet secretaries as far back as we can for the annual gathering. The most senior attendee that we had this year was Henry Kissinger, 92 years old. He worked for President Nixon and has advised many presidents since then. Our total attendance was 51. Reverend Kathleen Card, wife of Andy Card, gave the opening prayer. A delicious meal was served, and the secretaries were asked to make predictions. We've been doing that for years. And here are some of the predictions. Number one, the pollsters will be wrong. There will be a Trump on Pennsylvania Avenue, but it will be the Trump Hotel, not Donald. Number two, this is the craziest election we have ever seen. James Madison is turning over in his grave. Number three, this group will incorporate itself as a source of renewable energy. There will be turbines on the south lawn of the White House, and we'll sell solar panels to fund gifts at the luncheon. There were many predictions, some serious and some just ridiculous. Our luncheon has been held at the famous Blair House right across the street from the White House. God willing, we'll be back next year to welcome a new president. And I'm John Block from Washington.